Yo, 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 what is going on, guys? It's Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. Your host, DJ Jackal Jive, on the Daily Jackal Jive podcast, coming at you from Anchor.fm. I'm uploading new audio content every single day right here on Anchor, distributed to all the major podcasting platforms. You can follow me on Anchor. Just download the Anchor app for free from the Google Play Store or the iOS App Store, and follow me on there, at Jackal Jive. I'm also on Twitter, at Jackal Jive. You can also follow all the latest news coming from me at www.jackaljive.com. And today I want to talk about a strategy that I have been thinking about doing that I actually have not executed on, but I think is going to be really smart and something that I'm going to start experimenting more with. And this idea actually got brought up to me. I was on YouTube and I was watching a video from Gary Vaynerchuk, who releases a lot of videos about everything that he does during the day, a lot of his strategies, some tips and tricks. And I found the cool thing about Gary is he really understands the music industry really well, and he kind of understands its importance in media right now. And he's got a couple really good key players on his team that are helping him publish some awesome, awesome work right now in the music industry, helping to discover new artists via their Monday to Monday playlists hosted by Mike Boyd and other people over at the Vaynerchuk Media team. But something he mentioned in his episode, which I would really like to try doing, and I was tweeting about this the other day, actually, is I really want to start collaborating with more video creators and more, you know, YouTubers and, you know, content creators who are doing interesting video work, you know, and see how we can team up and, you know, and how I can help get music and host music through them and, you know, use my music and, you know, music that I create or you know, mix down or, you know, or do some DJ mixes, you know, for other people's YouTube videos and their video content. I think that this is a really good way for people to continue to get their exposure out there. Like I said, I mean, I'm talking right now out of a strategy that I really want to adopt and start executing on. I just found, you know, really had started to think about this over the last week or so. But I think that this is an awesome idea and I'm absolutely going to start doing it. And I really want to reach out to you guys and ask who is going to be down to collaborate and wants to do stuff like this, because I think I would fit really well into that scene, and I really want to start curating more music for, you know, some more YouTube channels and, you know, good video content creators and teaming up with people and collaborating to bring, you know, new music and new artists and new sounds to these videos, because I think that the audio, the auditory element of great, you know, of a great video, of a good storytelling video is the music, and that is such a big, important component. And I even saw this with YouTuber Casey Neistat when I was living down in Tribeca over on Canal and Church Street. Over the last few years, I remember Casey lived in the neighborhood over on Broadway, and I would always watch his videos because he lived right in the neighborhood. I would see him, you know, ripping the boosted board around, and he adopted this strategy, and he really started to put some beat makers and music creators and musicians on, and I really didn't pay too much attention to it at the time, but I realize now how important it is to get new music out there and to bring a new exciting element to these videos, and how cool it was. You know, I rewatched some of the videos and I was like, oh man, like this trend really should catch on, because it's just an awesome, you know, positive symbiotic relationship between the video creator and the music curator and curator, and, you know, figure out how to, you know, just make that video that's going to tell that story that much more refined and that much more better. So that's really what I want to try to do. And like I said, you know, I haven't even really had delved into this too much, and I'm talking about it now on the podcast because as I start to explore, I want to keep you guys updated, but this is something I'm super interested in doing. You know, I really want to start collaborating with you guys out there. Please, you can hit me up on YouTube. You just can type in the search bar Jackal Jive and you subscribe to me on there to see some of the video work that I've done. You can send me a message and we can collaborate on there. But guys, always the best place to hit me up right now is on Twitter at Jackal Jive. You know, we can DM and exchange messages there. and see where we can get this going. But yeah, guys, that is a strategy I'm about to adopt, and I really want to work with more video creators and start curating more music for these videos. I'm just so interested in doing that, and I think that I'm going to build a lot of good relationships and start to expose myself to a lot more new people in the music industry and the creative media industry by doing so. And let me know your thoughts. Does anybody out there do this right now? Is this a good idea? Have you been doing this now for a while? I would love to know your thoughts. Send me a message on Anchor. anchor.fm/jackaljive. You can download the app, you could send me a voice message here, and we could talk here. I'd love to have some of you guys as guests on the Daily Jackal Jive podcast right here. I will see you guys tomorrow. Again, today's date is Tuesday, April 17th, 2018. From my studio to the world, it's DJ Jackal Jive. I'll catch you guys soon. Be safe out there. Peace.